This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 858, Powerful Quotes for Entrepreneurs That Will Change Your Outlook on Life, part 2, by Steve Chu of mywifequitherjob.com. And I am Dan, your personal narrator, and welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily. And if you were listening yesterday, you know that today is going to be a continuation, a part 2 from Steve Chu. So if you're new here or you're skipping around, I would recommend listening to that episode first. That's episode 857. But if you've already done that, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Powerful Quotes for Entrepreneurs That Will Change Your Outlook on Life, part 2, by Steve Chu of mywifequitherjob.com. By publishing a single post once a week on a set schedule, writing for my blog became a weekly routine, so much so that maintaining my blog no longer felt like a chore when I was writing 5 times a week. Time flew by. And after 3 years, I started making significant money with the blog. Here's the thing. When I wanted to make money fast, it was a struggle, and I was miserable. But when my mindset and time frame changed to 3 to 5 years, blogging became a hell of a lot easier. People often overestimate what they can accomplish in a short period of time, but they vastly underestimate what can be done in the long run. By making consistent progress over time, no matter how small, you will eventually succeed. 5. Quote, progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything, end quote. As I grow older, I often find myself set in my ways and unwilling to try new things. For example, when my podcast editor introduced me to Snapchat and Instagram stories, I was like, I don't understand this tool. Why would I want my messages to disappear after 24 hours? What's the appeal? Millennials are crazy. Anyway, I didn't realize it at the time, but I must have sounded like a grumpy old man complaining about the good old days of video cassettes and mixtapes. The reason why most businesses fail is because they fail to adapt to new technology and trends. Microsoft used to own personal computing and desktop software before the world transitioned to mobile. Similarly, the field of e-commerce is constantly changing. What worked 5 years ago no longer works today, and you have to keep up with technology in order to thrive. So today, I make an active effort to fight my crotchety old self by keeping an open mind and forcing myself to try new things. There's always a better way to do something. 6. Quote, if you put everything off until you're sure of it, then you'll never get anything done. End quote. I don't like to fail. And by nature, I'm an analytical person, which makes it difficult for me to start anything unless I know that I'll succeed. In fact, I never would have started my first business if my wife's pregnancy didn't force me to take action with imperfect information. But over the years, I've learned to trust my instincts and my abilities. You don't have to have everything figured out from the start because you can make changes along the way. When my wife and I launched our store in 2007, we changed our target market and product positioning several times before focusing on the wedding market. I launched my online store course with no content at all, which forced me to figure out the curriculum on the fly. In my limited entrepreneurial experience, I've come to believe that any action is better than no action at all, and it's sometimes better to turn off your brain completely. Business is unpredictable, and the only way to know the outcome is to make a small, calculated bet. 7. Quote, the trick is in what one emphasizes. We either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same. End quote. Bad stuff happens in business all the time. In fact, just last week, we had a few employees bail on us due to various circumstances beyond our control. For my blog, someone in Russia decided to spam all of my email forms with fake email addresses, which annoyed me to no end. When it happens, you have two choices. You can focus on the bad and make yourself miserable, or you can actively find a solution to your problem and improve your circumstances. The amount of energy to do both is the same. Controlling your emotions takes a lot of practice, and I'm still not the best at it. But it's important to shrug off the bad and keep your head in the game. Living your life and running your business is going to have its ups and downs. You just have to take it all in stride. And 8. Quote, life is like a camera. Focus on what's important, capture the good times, develop from the negatives, and if things don't turn out, take another shot. End quote. This is probably one of my favorite quotes of all time. And whenever I'm at a crossroads in my life, I constantly refer back to this saying. Because of my personality, I often get carried away with new projects, and I sometimes lose track of what's important. For example, last year I considered going back to work and getting a full-time job because I wanted to work on a large team-based project again. I also considered starting a new software company with a few friends in my area. But when I sat down and talked it over with my wife, I realized that pursuing either one of these ventures would consume almost all of my time. I was reminded that we started all of our businesses for one main reason: to spend more time with family. So right now, my focus is with my kids, and I'm really enjoying my time with them. In fact, I'm coaching my daughter's basketball team again next season, and possibly volleyball as well. And I want to take advantage of this age when they actually want to hang out with me. I've also learned to be more grateful for what I have. Whenever something bad happens, I remind myself how lucky I am to have my family and a lifestyle that allows me to spend time with them. But probably the biggest lesson that I've gained from this quote is that it's never too late to reinvent yourself. For over 20 years, I was an electrical engineer, and I never would have dreamed that I'd end up as a blogger and podcaster. For the longest time, I didn't think that I could do anything else, and that I was going to design hardware for the rest of my life. But I've discovered that there's plenty of time to start all over again. So go out and try something new. Enjoy the process of learning and the journey. Behave like a camera, and all will be well in business and life. You just listened to part two of the post titled "Powerful Quotes for Entrepreneurs That Will Change Your Outlook on Life" by Steve Chu of mywifequithherjob.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks again to Steve. And I just wanted to add in one thing that I didn't mention yesterday, which is that he also started his own podcast, which was briefly mentioned in this post. It's called the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast with Steve Chu, and it is all about entrepreneurs who quit their jobs to start successful online businesses. Through a series of personal interviews, Steve uncovers the exact strategies that led to their success. So again, that's called the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast with Steve Chu, and you can find that wherever you get your audio. Okay, I think that's going to do it for this episode of Optimal Startup Daily. I thank you so much for being here with me, and I will be back here reading to you tomorrow, and that's where your optimal life awaits.